You're listening to SBS News.
The Prime Minister Scott Morrison received a tour at the Holsworthy Army Barracks in Sydney by some of the country's SAS soldiers. Mr Morrison used his visit on Monday to announce a $3 billion funding boost to defence forces.
This is going to be a very important part about our commitment, the biggest single commitment to upgrading the capability of our defence forces since the Second World War. Heightened levels of technology, heightened levels of research and innovation to ensure that we have the best possible capability for them to do the most dangerous of jobs. So I want to thank them very much for their service.
The money will be spent over the next two decades as part of Project Greyfin. Stage one will consist of $500 million to be spent over 4 years and will go towards state-of-the-art body armour, weapons, parachuting and diving equipment. Scott Morrison says it's part of the government's commitment to spend 2% of the country's GDP on defence by 2020.
This is about ensuring that our special forces continue to be on the leading edge of capability, because the threats are always there and the challenges are always there, and we must always be prepared to face them. Not just now, but for the next 20 years.
The government is also considering a request from the US and Britain to help monitor the Persian Gulf and protect oil shipments against Iranian interference in the Strait of Hormuz. There are also increased tensions in the Indo-Pacific, with China's growing militarisation in the disputed South China Sea. Last week, Liberal MP Andrew Hastie called for a new approach to China, comparing its rise to that of Nazi Germany. Labour's Shadow Defence Minister Richard Marles has criticised the comments.
You know, our relationship with China is really complex, but it is one of the most important bilateral relationships that this country has. We have to get it right. And indeed, the future prosperity and security of every Australian going into the next half century is going to be determined by whether we get this right. And at the moment, the government is all over the shop.
While Labor has welcomed the new funding, experts like Dr. Malcolm Davis from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute believe it will be seen as unremarkable in the Indo-Pacific region, where many nations are already modernising their militaries.
The government recognises that the strategic environment is deteriorating, and it's not just about terrorism. It's also about major power threats and the potential for increasing tension between China and the US. And also the potential for things to go badly wrong, say, for example, on the Korean Peninsula, where there are large numbers of Australians. And so the SAS has to have the ability to move rapidly.
The need for more spending in the Special Forces was flagged in the 2016 Defence White Paper. Pablo Viñales, SBS News.